This is On Location. I'm Tim Leitner. Today's episode comes to you from Ohio, Colorado, and Alaska. But first, On Location is produced by the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Manlin and me. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Radio Public, among others. So subscribe today on your favorite podcast service and tell all your friends. Today's program is hosted by Tim Leitner with CGI and Michael Hayes of the Federal Office of Child Support Enforcement. They welcome three peer educators from the Ohio No Kidding program, Jasmine, Kyle, and Chevy. They talk about what is the No Kidding program and the federal demonstration project that it is a part of. Jasmine, Kyle, and Chevy talk about the key elements of responsible parenting and what got them interested in the No Kidding program. They also have a conversation about their own experiences as young parents and what they hope that every teen would learn from their presentations. Hear also what they want for child support professionals to know about young parents that may need help with establishing paternity and child support. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back. Welcome to a special edition of NCA On Location, coming to you from Ohio, Colorado, and Alaska. I'm Tim Leitner, and I'm with CGI Technologies and Solutions, and today we are excited to have some very special guests on the program, three peer educators from the Ohio No Kidding program, Jasmine, Kyle, and Chevy, along with my guest co-host, Michael Hayes, from the Federal Office of Child Support Enforcement. Michael, would you introduce yourself to those that have not had the opportunity to meet you yet? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for asking. Glad to be here. So I work in the Division of Program Innovation in the Federal Office of Child Support Enforcement, and we are the division that is responsible for leading demonstration projects and providing training and technical assistance to states and tribal child support agencies on parenting time and domestic violence and education and outreach, which is one of the things that our No Kidding program does. Is it's about education and outreach about the child support program. So glad to be here with you and even more excited to have our three peer educators.
Great. And likewise, let's have the three peer educators introduce themselves, and then we'll find out about the No Kidding program.
My name is Kyle. I have a seven-month-old child named Kaysen, and I work for Perry County.
Hi, my name is Chevy Barnes. I'm 18 years old, and I have a 16-month-old daughter named Nova, and I work in Gallia County.
Hi, I'm Jasmine. I have a 2-year-old child. Her name is London, and I'm a mentor through the NKO program.
Awesome. Thank you all. Would you like to describe what the No Kidding program is or what it's like? Just tell us a little bit about the project or the program.
The No Kidding Ohio program is to educate the youth about the rights, responsibilities, and realities of teen parenting so that they can make informed decisions on issues related to parenting and relationships and being committed while building life and leadership skills among the teen parents who serve as peer educators as well as myself.
So you can tell that they get a chance to present a lot, can't you, Tim? That very professional approach, you know, and the No Kidding Project is part of this bigger funding that the Federal Office of Child Support Enforcement has done with a number of states and tribal child support agencies across the country, really to think about child support in a new way, to conduct education outreach to youth and young adults so that they can make informed decisions about establishing paternity or opening a child support case and thinking about what it means to be financially responsible. And so No Kidding is this model where we have peer educators who are trained then to go out into classrooms and community settings to do outreach and engagement. And you know, who better to talk about responsible parenting than other young parents, right? Who can model what that looks like. And so one of the key elements of the responsible parenting grants is really to focus on youth voice, right? And we want to hear from the young parents, teens and young adults who really kind of link this work. And so what I'd love is to kind of turn it back over to you peer educators. And I have a couple of questions that I'd love for you all to kind of share with our audience, you know, things that are on my mind. So the first one is, and maybe Jasmine, I see you're still in UTIS. So I'm going to start with you. What was it that got you interested in being a peer educator? Being part of No Kidding?
Well, knowing I have finally have to have a voice to help the youth in my community and to help save my generation and the generation after me. I have a chance to help save teens from early pregnancy with my own personal experience, such as in my own personal story, what I went through and how being a rebellious teenager will not get you far by not listening to the people that you know love you. This job is one step closer to my dreams of giving back to the community with my own future businesses and giving back to the youth in my city.
Yeah, thanks. Kyle, what about you? What got you interested in the No Kidding program and being a peer educator?
The thing that really got me into it is a lot of times you see a lot of kids don't really have much knowledge. And I didn't have much knowledge when I first got into it. And I thought it would help give other people and open their eyes and see what it's like before going into it blind, like what happened to me.
Yeah. Well, and Chevy, you know, we're coming to you now with this question, right? What is it that got you interested in being a peer educator and being part of No Kidding?
So what originally got me interested in the program after seeing the flyer at our local health department was my desire to be a better mother. Through this program, I'm able to support my family and help better my community.
Great. Let's just stick with you, Chevy. One of the goals, and Jasmine laid this out really nicely when she described the program, right? One of the goals is to talk about the rights and responsibilities, the realities of being a parent, right? So you're educating peers on that. So how do you think your experience as a young parent helps you do that?
Well, we are fairly similar in age to our students, which is one of the wonderful perks of this program. Because of this, when I tell my story, students are able to relate to me in their shoes. We are peers, not just grown-ups preaching back at them. I am aware of the emotional challenges of being a parent and how difficult it is raising a child in school. And I have firsthand experience compared to older adults. And it wasn't that long ago that I was in the seats of the high school students I present to.
Thanks, Chevy. Jasmine, what about you? You know, as you think about educating in the classrooms and with other community youth about what kind of the realities are of being a parent, how do you think your experience helps you do that better?
Me being a single mom, being the only one taking care of my child when she's sick, being the only person to take her to her doctor's appointment, daycare is also needed. Having to be the only one doing everything, also by being a state worker, I also work for the state too, besides my child support job. So I have to be to work by 6 a.m. sharp, have to take her to daycare. Before I go there, I cannot even be late to work at all. It's very mandatory for me to be at work. So just putting another person before me and having so much going on is a lot. So if I can give the community or the youth a better look on parenting before they are ready to stop things, and it's not a bad thing to have kids, but it's better if you are prepared before you have children, before you make those type of choices. So I want to be able to be a voice by able to use examples from our slides to help them out.
So Jasmine, I want to follow up. You talked about kind of that schedule of your life. And I wonder, you know, before you became a mom, could you ever have imagined juggling all those different things?
No, it came about once I figured I was in it by myself and I had to figure out how I could still live and take care of my daughter, even though I wasn't properly prepared right. So it was a lot for me and it was a lot of changing. Mm-hmm. And I had to put her first because it was just mandatory. I feel like it's selfish when people don't put their children first and you bring them into the world, and children are innocent. So I believe in putting the child before myself. Because if I don't, then I feel like I would be selfish.
Thanks. Kyle, what about you? As a young father in particular, you know, how do you think your experience as a young father helps you communicate about the rights and responsibilities of being a parent?
Well, one of the things that really helped me out is that I'm going through it. I like, there's a lot of people that we talk to that are going through it too, that don't really have much people to talk to. So it's nice going through it too, being able to like, this is what happened. This is what you can expect. This is going to happen. So is this. And being a father, you're able to talk to other fathers because it's more of like, it's easier to talk to a guy on guy instead of a guy on girl. Because a lot of times guys are like, you don't understand what it's like when it's hard to explain. It's easier to understand when you're coming from the same side.
Yeah. And good for them to hear from you about kind of what you're doing to take care of your child.
Yeah. And it's just nice to see. It's nice to hear. And it's nice for a lot of people to see that there still can be a man in a relationship. And in the times we live in, it's kind of harder for to see that.
So I'm going to stick with you, Kyle, with this next question. And that is you started to touch upon this, I think, by saying, you know, wanting to see the father in the picture too. But from your perspective, what are the important things you want students to learn from the No Kidding presentation? Or maybe like, what would be if there was one thing every student took away from your session, what would that be? What would you want that to be?
That both parents are equal, but it's 50-50. The mom shouldn't have to do everything. The dad shouldn't have to do everything. It should be split evenly in the middle, and that you need to find the right person before having a child, because if you find the wrong person and just go at it too fast, you're going to hurt the child more than you hurt yourself.
Thanks. This would be easier if we were all sitting around the table together, wouldn't it? Right? We could. But I appreciate you all joining in on this virtual call. So Chevy, what about you? You know, if there was one thing you wanted every student to take away from your No Kidding presentation, what would that one thing be for you?
So after every session, I always tell the students that the choices that they make now affect their future. As unfortunately in America, it's not just teen pregnancy that we're seeing. We're also seeing drug abuse. We're also just seeing poor choices. And I want them to realize that the choices that they're making right now does affect their future, and their future is important. Because a lot of times they're also struggling with mental health and they realize they are not enough, but they are enough.
I like that message. And Jasmine, what would be the one thing you would hope students take away from your presentation?
I would like for them to understand what's all involved in becoming a parent and how important it is to put your child first. And it's okay, like, to have a village, meaning to have your family help you, but it's not okay for you to abuse that. And I talk about that in my story as well. Like, when you have a child, it's your responsibility. And it's even better if you are properly prepared and wait till you have a career and wait until you travel the world, I guess, to, you know, before you just sit and have a child. It's way more to it than just a cute baby bump or just how cute they are. It's more to it, and it costs more than what it actually looks like. So I want them to have their eyes and ears open to my presentation so that I can show them and tell them and educate them on how hard it really is and what you need to be prepared for and how everything works.
I'm going to stick with you, Jasmine, because you talked about what it costs. Because I know one of the things that you include in your presentation are the costs of raising a child. I know you all cover child support and paternity establishment. How do students respond to that information? What do you think they find most surprising, or maybe what are the myths about child support they believe that stand out for you?
They are surprised at the cost of baby items, the whole child support process, and how paternity is established. One of the things I believe that surprised them the most was that if you're still in high school and you have a child, your parents have to pay child support. They were shocked at that. Like, if they can't afford, you know, to go to work and things like that, they were shocked about that. Paying for daycare, and I tell them how much I pay out of pocket every week. And it's actually cheap what I pay. I also seen
you know, more daycares that were higher than what I'm paying, but I pay $150 a week in daycare, and that could go towards something else. So that's a big eye opener for them. It's like, dang, she's really paying, you know, out of pocket, and I don't qualify for assistance. So I have to pay out of pocket. And if I don't work, I don't eat, and I cannot support my child. So I have to do what I have to do. And it shocks them when I tell them after my story and they ask me questions. So it shocks them, like what I went through being a young parent. And it's like some things are swept under the rug, but I'm bringing it out.
All right. Kyle, what about for you? Any myths that you like to bust about child support or paternity leaving that you think a lot of people find surprising when you're talking about paternity or child support?
I know one thing that most kids get surprised about when it comes to like child support is that they think if you don't pay it, you just go straight to jail. They think that's the only bad thing when there's multiple things that they can take from you. Any kind of license you got, they take it. And they're like, holy crap, especially like fishing license. Like a lot of them get surprised about that. I'm like, they'll take anything they need until they get what it takes.
Any other things that you really try to drive home about paternity or child support, anything that students get surprised by, you think?
A lot of times with child support is the...
Take your time.
I don't know if it just slipped out of my head. I had it in my head and just slipped out. It's the one if the kid gets put up for adoption.
Oh, the paternity registry.
Yeah.
The putative father registry.
Yeah, the putative father. Yeah, it was in my head. The second I went to say it, it just flew right out. A lot of them didn't know you could do that. Like, they're always shocked of that you have that option to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's thanks for raising that. I think people overlook that a lot.
So
Chevy, what about you? You know, when you cover stuff on the cost of raising a child and paternity establishment and child support, what do you think most students don't understand or are shocked by?
They're really shocked by just the cost of baby items alone, especially those items that babies need to survive, such as formula and diaper and daycare, things that are just absolutely necessary. Another thing that really shocks them is the average cost of living in Ohio, since they're used to living with their parents and not having to be financially responsible for themselves. That's a real eye-opener for them. And during that time, we usually try to promote the SES sequence, which is completing your education, starting your career, and being in a healthy, committed relationship before having a child.
All right, thanks. So I just have one kind of final question. I'd love you all, all three of you have touched upon this in your answers in different ways, but just to circle back, you know, so in addition to the legal and financial lessons or messages that are part of No Kidding, what do you really try to share with students about being a parent? You know, what are the, you know, what's at the heart of your message, do you think? So I know you're talking about the legal and the financial responsibilities of being a parent. And you've talked about this some already, Jasmine. You especially, I really like the way you highlighted your commitment to your child. But what's at the heart of your message? What is it that you really try to share with students? You know,
basically, I want them to be properly prepared before they have children. Just living life before, you know, they have children and knowing that life is not a race and to take your time, you know, through life, that you are loved. That you have people that love you. You don't need a child to make you feel loved. I just want them to be the best that they can be before they have children, because you'll have a little one looking up to you and they are innocent. So just watching how we spend our time and just to be a good example for our children and our families and the future generations. So that's why I stuck with this program for over a year, because I knew that it would be able to help my community and others.
Thanks, lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Kyle, what about you? What is it you really want to make sure students, you know, you really try to share with students, in addition to the financial pieces and the legal stuff?
It's just, like I touched on before, it's just the 50-50 thing. Like, just find a good relationship before you just don't settle down with anything. Look for a strong, healthy relationship. And I like to push on what the unhealthy relationships look like compared to healthy relationships. And that if anything falls in unhealthy, maybe you should just think about it more before just going for it. Mm-hmm. And then it's just that 50-50 thing. I like to push it as hard as I can to show that fathers are just as important.
Yeah, I hear that. Thanks. Yeah. Chevy, what about you?
So one of the main messages that I try to get through students is that you need to be someone before you have someone. Being a teen parent is stressful. You have the emotion realities, you have the financial realities, and you're trying to better yourself while making your child into the best person that they can be, because you're really trying to raise a good citizen.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Well, you know, it sounds like you all give students a big reality check on the responsibilities of being a parent. I'm curious, in what ways has being a No Kidding peer educator changed or helped you? In other words, what are you getting out of being a peer educator? And Chevy, if I can start with you.
So I've been with the program for over a year now, and being a peer educator with this program has provided mentoring for me as a young parent and given me the skills to be successful in life. The No Kidding Ohio program has also given me the opportunity to share my story with students, as well as build professional skills and communication, teamwork, public speaking, problem solving, and leadership, all while earning an income to help support my family. I hope by hearing my story, students will realize the legal, financial, and emotional realities of teen parenting and make informed choices. While being part of this program, my mentor Jill helped me pursue higher education, and I am now in college for special education.
Why, congratulations. That is so cool to hear. And I think that telling your story is an important piece of that. Kyle, let me just pivot to you and ask you as well. What are you getting out of being a peer educator, or what has changed or helped you as you're involved in this project?
Since I became a peer educator, I joined like maybe a couple months before my child was born. I feel like it's helped me a lot and opened up my eyes to a lot that helped me become a better parent. And becoming a better parent helps me teach other people to become a better parent and help them out in their lives. So it's just a big circle helping.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big encompassing circle, not just for the students and the young people that you're interacting with, but now with this podcast, reaching out to other professionals in the child support program nationwide and even internationally. Jasmine, let me come to you and ask you the same question. What is benefiting you, or what are you getting out of being a peer educator?
Going through co-parenting with my daughter's dad, the program has helped me out with that as well. Understanding the role of fathers and what it means to be a real father and what the role of them are, and how important it is for my daughter to have, well, any child to have both parents in their life. No role is better than the other role. So I learned that as well. I also learned having more patience with my daughter. And I learned to have more patience with a lot of things and my child, understanding more than trying to judge a situation, because it's like some things you just are ignorant more on. So I'm more educated on more things. Just understanding roles of both parents, and it's making me become a better parent. When I actually go over the slides with the students, I make sure that I'm a good example too, and I'm also using it in my everyday life as well. So I want to be a good example by helping them and being honest with them on anything that they ask me so that I can help them.
Yeah, that's so well said. You know, sometimes we don't know what we don't know, and to let people kind of get the inside scoop on that, to let them know what your own experiences are, that can not just benefit them but also yourself. It kind of reinforces that, kind of helps you in that growth, and
it brings more peace to the situation.
Absolutely. So let me ask this podcast is going out to the child support workers across the country, internationally even. What do you want them to know about young parents that need child support and paternity establishment? What's the last piece of information that you want to make sure our child support workers know?
I would say to break down, like after you have a child, break down the affidavit, break down what the laws, the child support, everything that comes with it, because they're just coming in with a piece of paper. And when emotions are high, they want people to sign a piece of paper that they know nothing about. So I would like for them to educate more on what it means, going through the whole process of, you know, DNA testing. And if you're not sure, you really shouldn't sign it. I feel like that's where we need to be more big on that, because people are not understanding. So they're not signing, which is causing more issues in our community. So I feel like we need to educate them more on that. So that's what I want to leave them with.
Yeah, thank you. And Kyle, let me ask you the same question. What's the piece of information that you really want to drive home, or really want to make sure that the child support professionals that are listening today hear from you?
When it comes to child support, it's just a lot of people, a lot of kids, I should say, don't really know much about it. And it's just when they ask questions about it, I'm just bamboozled, because it's just like simple things like, what happens if you don't pay it? Like what I said earlier about most kids just think you just go to jail. That's it. That's game over. But I tell them a lot of times, like, they're still surprised that if you go to jail, you still have to pay it. A lot of kids think that if you go to jail, you don't have to pay it. And it's just little things that is not being taught that should be taught to help them. And that's why I try to get those little teensy tiny bits that help them understand it better. That so when they go out in the real world and finally settle down and have kids and they need help with child support, they'll be like, oh yeah, I got taught this when I was in school. Now I can use this information to help me.
Yep, absolutely. That real world could come awful fast sometimes. Chevy, I'm gonna throw this over to you and ask you the same thing. What would you like for child support professionals to know? What would you really want to make sure they hear from you today?
So for most people, they have heard inaccurate information about child support, or they just simply don't know what it is. Kind of like Jasmine said, there's not a lot of knowledge there. So child support workers really need to be informing young adults as they make these decisions, because they are trying to establish paternity or open a child support case that could benefit their child's life.
Great. Thank you, Chevy. And Michael, I'll ask you this and throw it out to the group as well. Are there any last thoughts that you want to leave your listeners with?
So, Tim, my last thought is all you have to do is listen to the wisdom of these three young parents talking about their experiences, their commitment to their kids, their desire to model responsible parenting, give back to their communities. I heard all those things, and you know, it gives me great hope, right? We can feel down at times, and this gives me a lot of great hope and inspiration. So that to me is the take home.
Go ahead, Jasmine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this program is very important to the youth so that they can understand the rights, responsibilities, and realities of being a parent. So I would like them to be educated on that. And I want them to follow their goals and finish their goals and don't let minor things distract them from their journeys. Because you can have so much things going on and being so young, so that you won't end up finishing what you started because you were following the wrong things for so long. And then now you get a light bulb and you're like, oh, I should have listened, or oh, this is gonna happen. Like, no, you have to stick to your goals and finish them without an excuse. And it's better if you have a career before you have a child so that you can afford to take care of your child. You won't need as much help from others. So it's just more peaceful when you properly prepare yourself and not be in a rush, because when you rush things, it don't turn out right, or it can be distracted.
Great. Thank you. Kyle or Chevy?
Young parents are extremely important and are responsible for raising the next generation. Realizing that young parents aren't bad parents just simply because they're young is important. We just simply need more guidance and support as we embark through the journey of raising ourselves and raising our child.
Nicole, close us out.
I would just like, my final statement would be like, just use your head. Don't let other people tell you what to do. Don't listen to the bad crowds. Don't, if your parents are yelling at you, telling you to be better and saying that you're not good enough, just don't listen to them. Stick to yourself. If you're doing good on your own, stick to it. If you need help, there's people out there that can help you. And a lot of times, your parents don't know everything. So it's better to get help from outside. That's just my biggest statement.
All right. Thank you. Well, I want to thank our special guest today, Michael Hayes from the Federal Office of Child Support Enforcement, and three of the No Kidding peer educators, Jasmine, Kyle, and Chevy. Thank you each for being here today, for speaking to child support professionals, giving your insight and sharing what is important to you as well as this program. I want to thank our listeners for also spending time with us. We'll talk to you again next time on the podcast. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location. On Location is available on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and listen to all of our previous episodes as well. We also appreciate your ratings, your feedback, your comments, and your suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location.